A UN-brokered peace deal was signed in June 2015 to end years of fighting between government forces and Tuareg-led rebels, but attempts to bring all the sides together are moving slowly. Mr. Ladzous told council members that the attack on the camp in Gao, where government forces and armed groups now allied with them were gathering to go on patrol, had killed around 60 and injured dozens of others. Gao is in the north of Mali, which rebels briefly controlled following a failed coup in 2012, and parts of the region remain in opposition hands. Mr. Ladzous said although the identity of the suicide attacker was unknown for now, the agenda was clear. He spoke through an interpreter.
This is an ignoble attack, which should be condemned in the strongest possible terms. But it is also a direct attack, let's be honest, a direct attack on the peace process. There was no other objective behind this attack than to derail the peace process by undermining confidence between the parties and the population.
While acknowledging the immense complexity of the different armed groups operating in Mali, the UN peacekeeping chief said that progress towards the deadline for implementing the agreement this year was too slow.
We only have 5 months until the end of the interim arrangements. And the lack of tangible progress is a source of genuine concern. We have to ask whether there really is the will, there really is the commitment on the part of all of the signatories to this peace process.
He said that security had stagnated, jeopardised by a basic lack of trust between armed groups and the government in its southern stronghold. Some progress had been made, however, he added, as he promised that the UN would stand by the efforts to meet the requirements laid out in the Agreement for Peace and Reconciliation.
We are deeply committed to supporting the Malian government and the signatory parties in the speediest possible implementation of this agreement. President, we're at a crossroads here.
The Foreign Minister of Mali, Abdoulaye Diop, addressed the Security Council next and said the whole country was in mourning following the cowardly suicide attack just hours earlier. He promised the government would bring the perpetrators to justice and said that far from further dividing the different factions involved in the peace effort, it would serve to unify them. His words were also spoken through an interpreter.
The government of Mali is determined to apply the peace agreement and to keep all of its commitments, because this agreement is the only framework making it possible to return to peace and stability in Mali.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.